Right now, we welcome in Miss Saban of Families First Partnership. Glad to have you in here, Miss Saban.
Yeah, good to see you, Tristan.
Good to see you, too. And how have you and the crew been doing here amidst the chaos of the coronavirus?
Well, I have not had regular office hours, you know, where we meet people in person. But we do have all of our forms online now at www.familiesfirstpartnership.org. And it's an extremely easy process for people to apply for assistance. You get to the website, and you can access it by phone or on a smartphone. And then there's just a great big green button. It says apply here. You click on that, and the initial form is pretty simple.
Okay.
You know, name, contact information, and what you've got going on, what bills you owe, or the need. And then after our central navigator will call that family or individual back and get a little better idea of what's going on.
Okay.
So, and then they can connect them to either financial resources through us, Families First Partnership, or also connect them to other agencies that might have funding that could help, especially like community action funding, particularly if a family or individual has an eviction notice or a disconnect notice.
I was going to ask the other day when we were exchanging emails, with this virus, when everything first came out, obviously we know a little bit more now than we did at first, but with this virus, was there increased concern about people fleeing to agencies like Families First Partnership needing assistance? Because there was a lot of concern right away of, well, if folks don't have a job, how do they pay their rent? How do they pay their mortgage?
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, surprisingly enough, we haven't had as many referrals and requests for assistance. And yet, you know, we really would like to caution everyone, even if the utility company or your landlord's giving you a little bit of space on your bill, please keep paying, because when things are lifted, that bill is still going to be there.
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't just go away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, whatever you can keep putting towards your bill, please do, because in 3 months from now, or whenever things get lifted and that entire bill is due, you know, if you owe $700 or $800, there's just no way our agencies can help out to that extent for every single family who's in that situation.
Yeah, so if there's a dozen people that come and they need $800, I mean, we're talking a lot of money in just a short amount of time.
Oh, right, right.
So, and I'm sure we have some great flexible landlords locally, but people need to understand, too, that this is financially challenging on those landlords as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just because there's the crisis going on, that doesn't mean they don't have to pay the taxes on their property.
Yeah, they're not exempt by any means.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And so I think those who have a private landlord, you know, work out an agreement the best you can, but what you can pay, please keep paying.
And we've talked before that it's a lot about communication. There are a couple of bad apples in the bunch, but for the most part, we have some great landlords locally where if you communicate with them and say, you know, hey, I can't pay it all by the 1st, but I can give you half then and then half on the 10th, they're flexible and they'll work with you.
Right.
It's all about that communication.
Right. So, and we encourage anyone who can to apply for the programs that you might be eligible for, especially if your status has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, you can reapply for SNAP or Access Nebraska for emergency or the economic assistance funds. So we encourage people to do that as well.
Again, we have Ms. Saban joining us here at Families First Partnership, a great local organization, still providing assistance how they can throughout the COVID-19 crisis, and always there to help no matter what the case may be. Available more so to help now amidst chaos than ever.
Yeah, well, 24/7 if you access our application online.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another thing, do we have a little more time?
Absolutely, we do.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, what I'd like to also remind people, too, this is Teacher Appreciation Week, and I've seen a lot of posts for appreciating our elementary teachers or, you know, public school, private school teachers, preschool teachers. Mm-hmm. But Families First would really like to honor the early childhood educators, and that includes child care providers in North Platte. A lot of them have to take many education courses, you know, CPR, and some are rooted in relationships or the pyramid training, which really focus on the social emotional development of children. So even our child care providers should be considered professionals, and at this time they're essential workers.
Oh, absolutely they are.
Yeah, and so many of them had to reduce staff if they weren't having children come in. And now that, as of this week, they're able to reopen. And so many of them have entirely new staff. They've had to hire new people. And so that means training all over again, you know, for that new staff. But another thing that our child care providers really have need for is sanitation supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And because you really can't even get it at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
If you order online, it's all out of stock.
Yeah.
And so but the challenge they run into is by the time they finish with children in the afternoon or evening, the shelves are just cleared off at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to show appreciation to your child care provider, you know, buy an extra canister of alcohol or antibacterial wipes if
sure.
you run across
like the
them.
Clorox wipes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Yeah. You wouldn't or hand sanitizer. Just grab
sure.
an extra bottle and give it to your child.
Lysol spray, I'm sure, would be great, too.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, because the challenge they have is little children don't know sanitation rules. You know, they're
learning.
Yeah.
Just as they
uh-huh.
are with so many other things.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But, you know, they can wash their hands and wipe their nose 2 seconds later.
Yeah. Yep.
So they have a huge challenge in that sanitation area. So
now, Ms. Sabin, if folks want to get additional information about your agency or about some of the great work that you and your colleagues do, how can they do that?
The best spot to look up information would be the website now, because
sure.
we've really tried to expand that. And any agencies who would like to register for the online directory, please do so, because that online directory platform or self kind of cross platforms right to the phone app.
Okay.
And we're still in that stage of getting approvals on the phone app. We can put all the applications out or the information out on Android phones, but mm-hmm. we're still waiting approval on for Apple devices. And so getting closer to having that Lincoln County.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, ma'am?
That should do it.
Always good to talk to you. Hope that you and the staff stay safe and stay healthy during this challenging time.
Thanks, and for you also, Tristan.
Thank you. Thank you. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this on KODY.